A person becomes sinful if he remains in his business or remains at home or keeps himself occupied in some other matters after the azan of Jummah has been given. So that is the reason that we have delayed the azan, so that those people who are going to come a little late due to the qurbanis, they will not be sinful. But since most of you are here, in the 10-15 minutes that we have, if we look at the verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Without going into any detailed explanation of this verse, which you may have heard on some other occasion, but in this verse Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asks Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make an announcement. I mentioned in one of my majlises or talks that if we are told that tomorrow there will be an announcement with regards to the budget, then every person is excited, he's waiting. What's going to be in the budget? Just before the last budget was announced, there was like excitement, anxiety, awaiting, restlessness, that what is going to be in that budget? Will he take away more of our money? Or what is he going to do? On what is he going to raise the taxes? So when some important person is going to make an announcement, then there is some kind of anticipation and waiting. Now here Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he is told, Qul, announce it, tell to the people, then we must understand that this announcement is being made by the greatest after Allah. And he is making an announcement not with his own whim and fancy, it is an announcement that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has asked him to make. So Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told, announce, tell the people, in kana aba'ukum, if your fathers, wa abna'ukum, your children, wa ikhwanukum, your brothers, wa azwajukum, your wives, wa ashiratukum, your families, wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha, the wealth which you have accumulated, wa tijaratun takhshawna kasadaha, those businesses in which you fear losses, وَمَسَاكِنْ وَتَرْضَوْنَهَا, those homes which are so beloved to you, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ, if they are more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the striving in the path of Allah, making jihad in the path of Allah, then you must wait for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's orders. In other words, if these things become more beloved to us, if Allah Ta'ala mentions أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ, then it means that the love of these things is natural. In fact, Allah Ta'ala Himself has put the love of these things into our hearts. For if there's no love in the mother's heart for the baby, then that mother is not going to get up midnight and feed the baby or change the napkins a dozen times when it's got diarrhea. It's that love that Allah Ta'ala has put for the child into the mother's heart. If Allah Ta'ala does not put love into the heart of the father, that father, he is not going to go and work and provide and maintain the children. There are thousands of other children. Why do the fathers have a special attachment to their own children? It's that love which Allah Ta'ala has put into their hearts. There are millions of businesses in the world. Why is it that we have a certain attachment to our own business? There are millions of homes in the world, but a person likes his own home. So it is a natural thing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself has put the love of these things into our hearts. The love of one's wife, love of one's children, love of property, love of wealth, love of one's business, love of one's home. It is a natural thing. So if Allah Ta'ala had ordered that you must not love these things, then we would have said that it is not practical. It is difficult. How can we get the love of these things out of our hearts? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, understanding the nature of man, because He is the creator of human being, He knows what our weaknesses are, He knows what our diseases are, and He knows what our likes and desires are. So Allah Ta'ala Himself says that if the love of these things are more in your heart, the love of these things are more in your hearts than the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you must wait for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's orders. That means Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then make His decision with regard to a nation, a people who say that they believe in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but they love these things more than Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and striving in His path, making jihad in His path, sacrificing in His path. So therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then withdraw that nusrat, that help, that assistance which He has promised to the believers. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what is very glaring in his life, very conspicuous. If you take the very first thing, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ, if your fathers, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his father used to make idols of stones, and not only make them, but he wanted Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to go and sell them. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, being a child, but because he was going to be a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then even in the childhood state, they are protected. So instead of going and selling it to people and telling them that it is very beneficial, that you should purchase one and then seek assistance and help from these idols, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to announce that, is there anyone who will purchase this idol which neither sees you nor hears you nor can be of any benefit to you? Now who is going to purchase when you're going to make an announcement of that kind? So his father used to get very angry, and as we all know that finally what it led to, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam afterwards grew up and he started making nasihat and advising his father that, why are you worshipping something that neither sees you nor hears you nor can help you nor can come to your assistance if you are in need? This reminds me that it is only Allah, as my Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum states, that if you look at the names of all the other gods, you will never find the ah of the servant in the name of the god. But if you look at Allah, two-thirds of Allah is ah. And when do you make ah? When you are in distress, when you are in difficulty, when you are in need, when you are in problems, when you are facing a trial and tribulation, then at that time you make ah. Deep-hearted pain when a person has, then he says ah. So Allah is so merciful, so kind, that He included in His name the ah of His servant. That means, oh my servant, whether it is midnight or whether it is midday, whether it is on the plane, you are flying in space, or you are on the ground, whether it is in darkness or whether in light, whether you are in your home or in your businesses or wherever you may be, whatever your need, I am ready to listen to you. After that, Allah Ta'ala will give us whatever He in His wisdom believes to be the best for us. Because we will ask according to our capacities, we will ask according to our own desires, but Allah Ta'ala knows what is good for us, so He will give us that. If He feels that sickness is good for this person at this stage, He will give us sickness. And if He feels health is good for this person at this stage, He'll give us health. Therefore, sometimes a person takes an ordinary tablet and he gets cure from his sickness and disease. And sometimes he goes and takes the best medication and he takes it over a period of time, but nothing happens. So that does not mean that we must not take the medication or we must not resort to making use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. Allah Himself has created these means. If you get sick, take medication, and if you want money, then go, the bazaar is open, the marketplaces are open, buy and sell. Allah Ta'ala has created many, many avenues for earning. So Allah Ta'ala has not placed restrictions. Yes, what He feels or what Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom knows is going to be harmful and injurious to us, those are the only things that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. I mentioned on some other occasion that if you take the things that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, they are only those things which are harmful to the individual, harmful to the family, harmful to the society, or harmful to the nation. Only those things Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. If you take drink, when the person drinks, he is injuring his own health. After that, if he drinks in little excess, then he becomes abusive and he becomes a problem for the family. And then if he goes on drinking, and then in that intoxicated state, he will go onto the streets and he will behave worse than an animal. So something that causes injury to the person himself, his family, or to the society, Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. Take adultery, take fornication, take anything that you want, and just ponder a little over it, and you will find that it is harmful to the individual, to the family, or to the society. So here Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when it comes to his father is in opposition, but he loves Allah more than his father. Therefore he tells his father, Salamun alayk, sa'astaghfiru laka rabbi, innahu kana bi hafiyya. When his father threatens him, I'm going to stone you, I'm going to do this to you, and I'm going to do that to you, then he tells his father, Salamun alayk. He doesn't fight with him, doesn't put up a big argument. He says, well then, if you do not want to accept, then you go your way, I go my way. There's no time to go into all the details. Then when it comes to the children, his most beloved son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, we can see that he loved Allah more than his son. If he did not love Allah more than his son, then he would not have put Hazrat Ismail under the knife. And I mentioned this morning that when he put the knife on the throat of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, then at that time when he put the knife, or he placed that knife on that throat, he was not aware that Allah Ta'ala will replace Ismail alayhi salam with a ram. Because if he knew that his son is going to be saved under the knife is not going to cut, then what kind of a test was that? We can do that too. If we are informed beforehand that you take the knife and slaughter your son, but your son is not going to be slaughtered, then each and every one of us will be ready to do that. But there was a great test. It was not an easy thing. But he proved it, that he loved Allah Ta'ala more than his son. When he came to the wife, again the same thing. When Allah ordered, go and leave them in that barren land, at that time they did not know that the water of Zamzam will spring forth there. They did not know that. They did not know that Allah Ta'ala will bring people there, and sooner or later it's going to become a big city. They did not know all that. To them it was either expecting starvation to death, or it was some animal coming and devouring them. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saved them. So if you look at his whole life, this is the point that he proved, that he loved Allah Ta'ala more than his son, his wife, his children, his home, everything. And that is the lesson that he left behind for us. And that is the announcement that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told to make to us. That tell the people that if your fathers, if your children, if your wives, if your families, your brothers, all the things that you can think of, your properties, your homes, your businesses, your degrees and qualifications, anything, if it is more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you must await Allah Ta'ala's decision. Meaning that make use of these things, but do not become a slave of these things. We are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore we must always ask ourselves before doing anything, is my Allah pleased with this or not? If Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then eat good food, wear good clothes, travel in good car, nobody says it's haram. But the moment we start using these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala in haram places, or when there is a conflict between our whim, fancy and desire and the desire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then at that time if we submit to our own whims and fancies and desires, then it shows that these things have become more beloved in our sight than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then it is a dangerous thing. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq to love Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than anything else in this world. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us His obedient servants and bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties and hardships that Muslim Ummah and others are facing throughout the world. In Mozambique and other parts of the world where there are disasters, that have taken place, where so many people have become homeless, where they are suffering all kinds of problems. Allah Ta'ala must ease their problems, Allah must remove their difficulties and hardships, and protect us also from such kind of disasters. Because it is due to sins, it is very, very clear in the Quran Sharif, and whatever is in the Quran Sharif is the truth and nothing but the truth. The scientists can tell us what they want, that when sins will increase, then this is what will happen. The Hadith Sharif has mentioned very clearly. So we must think that it's on account of our sins. We should not say that those people were very sinful ones. Because sometimes the effect of one thing is felt far, far away. So we should make tawbah and istighfar from our sins, but pray for the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasul-e-Pak has got two ummahs, the ummah of Ijabat and the ummah of Dawat. Ijabat, those who answered is called, Dawat, those who answered is called an Ijabat. Dawat, those who did not, who were given the Dawat, but they did not accept, and Ijabat, those who responded to his call. So we must pray for all. If they haven't got Iman, make dua Allah give them Iman. And those who have been blessed with Iman, make dua Allah Ta'ala give them istiqamat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.